the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
A weekly hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s obscurities, podcast via freefm.org.nz and iTunes, and spreading the love via facebook.com/retrospectsgaragepunkradio.
Well, I think it's time for you to have your lysergic acid. Drink this down, and we'll be back after a while and see how you're doing.
Retrospect fans, Phil Gray here with another week of great music for you, and this week it is psychedelic obscurities, so we're going to range from proto-psych through to, some pretty weird late psych. By the end of this episode, we've got it underway with a band called The Spectrum 5, a 1966 45 on a label called Montgomery, with the A-side all psyched out from this obscure band, The Spectrum 5. Continuing with tracks out of the States before we get into more far-flung parts of the world, The Velvet Illusions from Yakima, Washington. The band's best known for a track called Acid Head, which was in fact an anti-drug song about a woman suffering from drug addiction. Hardly surprising, radio stations refused to promote the single, mistaking it for support of recreational drug use. But we have, from The Velvet Illusions, a track called Hippie Town. It's Retrospect.
Stare but they don't care. In hippie town, in hippie town, they share the rent in one room flats. They stroll the town in stovepipe hats. In hippie town, some wear no shoes, they have no blues, no love to lose. In hippie town, in hippie town, they hang around the coffee shops, they borrow time that never stops. No more care. Wear out suits, painted faces, in knee-high boots. In hippie town, they're all there. People stare, but they don't care. In hippie town, in hippie town, in hippie town.
Then these girls went into a coma. They ranted. They fainted. Their eyes were glassy.
Retrospect.
Join, I'm staying in. I got some money and found myself a friend.
Been a long time now since I've been home. Been a long time now since I've been home.
Don't know where or when.
All I know is I ain't coming back again. Been a long time now since I've been home. Been a long time now since I've been home.
Holding any more acid?
I gave you some before.
Yeah, but I want to get very far out.
Three tracks out of the States, The Velvet Illusions, Hippie Town, followed by The Coffee Beans, Coffee with a K. Band out of Maryland, off the Psychedelic States Maryland in the 60s comp, Coffee Beans with Been a Long Time, another obscurity, band which I know nothing about. Finally in the set, a band called Cycle, C-Y-K-L-E, title track from their 1969 album. The song's called Walk Out of My Mind, although there was also a track called Walking Through My Mind on that same LP. Originally released in 1969, formed a year earlier in North Carolina, originally called the Glory Cycle. Just 500 copies printed originally, and the band sounding much more like they came from a couple of years earlier, around 1966. Cycle, Walk Out of My Mind.
Dig what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s garage punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more.
Right, over to the UK, a band called Jigsaw, who released a 45 on Fontana called Lollipop and Goody Man. This is the B-side, Seven Fishes, from England's Jigsaw.
Solid crumble to his face.
in and turn on with Phil Gray's Retrospect, your number one source for 60s garage, freak beat, and psychedelia.
Your shadow fell upon my lonely room. I touched your golden hair and tasted your perfume. Your eyes were filled with love the way they used to be. Your gentle hands reached out to comfort me.
Times of rapid change produce anxiety and escape from anxiety. And parents have been put on the defensive by neighbors, the police, teachers, all of whom equate long hair or being different with drugs. Behind every head of long hair does not lurk a mind distorted by drugs. Some of the most thoughtful, studious, alert, and eager minds belong to our sons and daughters.
Yeah.
Four psychedelic obscurities, Jigsaw out of the UK with Seven Fishes, then The Great Society, definitively American psychedelia, of course, San Francisco circa 65 and 66, part of that burgeoning rock scene, The Great Society evolving into Jefferson Airplane. Great Society, early take, unreleased version of Somebody to Love. Then we had Deviled Ham, 1968 LP. The band formed out of the remains of the Ascots and the Whitewash. As the Whitewash, they were developing a long-form piece called The Raven, described as a 20-minute psychedelic tour de force based on a medley of the Electric Prunes' I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night, and the theme song from a recently released motion picture, Rosemary's Baby, over which they recited Edgar Allan Poe's The Raven. Got a lot of notice and was to become the centerpiece of their next LP. Returned to New York, had a recording session at Bell Sound Studios, and had a full-length 20-minute promotional video filmed for the song, The Raven, which actually took up the whole of the B-side of that album. So The Whitewash became Deviled Ham, and we had their somewhat more normal-sounding cover of I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night. Finally in the set, The Bag. The song's called Red, Purple, and Blue from the Real Psychedelic Rock Essentials LP by The Bag. And I'm not entirely certain that this is the same Bag, which is a band out of the Netherlands, who formed 1969, disbanded the same year. They were known for a track called Trip Dream, very Pink Floyd-like. The song we had, though, Red, Purple, and Blue, I can't quite attribute to the Netherlands band. Anyway, I'm going to call it Netherlands, The Bag, Red, Purple, and Blue.
Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Let's get deeper into the Dutch scene with the Outsiders out of Amsterdam. Popular 65 through to 67, but they did release stuff through to 1969. The Outsiders. This is Happyville.
Watch out, people!
Said a beast gets thinner. This loser here today feels like a winner. Without a city queen, there wasn't much to be seen. I was looking for myself, I didn't see nobody else. Even though she was standing there, I'm the crowd with the head up by the skirt went out. Didn't notice you doing the things, never saw you do. I didn't see you through, didn't see you through, didn't see you through the day.
Watch out.
So nuke your seatbelts. Psychedelic, baby. That's what it's all about.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, freak beat, and psychedelic.
Three more tracks out of the Netherlands scene: The Outsiders with Happyville, then The Zips from Dordrecht, evolved out of the Beattown Skifflers and the Moving Strings, disbanded 1968, the Zips with Genesis, and finally, lesser-known Dutch band called the Nickels, more of a pop rock band, formed in The Hague 1965. By 1969, they changed their name to the Fairy Tale. We had She Had a Name to Find Out, B-side of their 1969 Gotta Go single.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/RetrospectGaragePunkRadio.
Back over to the UK now, for a band that emerged out of a soul and blues band called the Five Proud Walker, who supported Pink Floyd on tour, which influenced their change in direction, became more psychedelic, renamed themselves Elmer Gantry's Velvet Opera, started making appearances around London clubs using electronic backing sounds, got a deal with Direction Records, a subsidiary of CBS, first released in 1967. A little bit later, they had a song called Mary Jane, which was kicked off the BBC for obvious reasons. Here is Elmer Gantry's Velvet Opera. This is Mother Rights.
Tracks you as funny.
almost at the end of this week's Psychedelic Obscurity episode. We had Elmer Gantry's Velvet Opera with Mother Rights, then Sop with Camel out of San Francisco, won the 1960s album, self-titled in 1967. And we took a track obviously not off any album. It was in fact a radio spot for Levi's Jeans. Sop with Camel. Then finally, first time on the show, short-lived psychedelic group from the Bromley area of the UK, although two members had played in Bowie's early band, the Conrads, and there were some rumours of the band being from Ireland. But no, from Bromley, they're called Pregnant Insomnia. 1967 45 RPM single on a label called Direction, the track Wallpaper. Wrapping up the Psychedelic Obscurities episode with a band called Popera Cosmic. I've spoken about them on the show before. For a long time, a mythical LP, France's first dedicated psychedelic album, and considered somewhat of a blueprint for concept albums out of France that followed, based on a concept created in part by a teenage Jean-Michel Jarre. It was released in 1969, almost immediately deleted, so it remained very obscure. Popera Cosmic. This is called Aurora Cosmic. Wrapping our show this week, thanks for joining me. I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Thank you.
connect with Retrospect. Retrospect's Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
Am I supposed to be a big fan? It's fine, but it's really not appropriate.